Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 21st, 2019, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Hosting our call tonight is Moore Success Team Associate, Silver Executive Director, number one retention award recipient for the entire company, and $100,000 ring earner from New Braunfels, Texas, Mr. Manly Wilson. Manly, are you on?
I am, Randy. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on the call again tonight. We'll kick it off here with a few announcements. We're currently sitting at 45 days and 2 hours and 57 minutes and counting here to our leadership convention coming up in Dallas, March the 28th to the 31st, guys. I hope everybody has already got their tickets. I know they just got another price increase, I think, Monday. So we definitely, I hope everybody gets there. Make sure you have your tickets and that you try to get everybody on your team there. I didn't realize how important it was the first time I went to the convention until I was there and I got to experience the vastness of how big this company is and how many people are actually in the business and all the leadership that all the training that goes on during those 3 days is totally over the top. It's something you can't afford to miss. If you're in this business and you're serious about the business, you got to be in Dallas. Of course, that's March 28th through the 31st at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. I know we have a couple of host hotels there, the Hyatt Regency Dallas and the Omni Dallas Hotel, so make sure you get your reservations if you're going to be staying at one of those two hotels. And then also on the last day, on Sunday the 31st, we're going to have our incredible Moore Team Breakout. This thing is going to kick off at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning and go to noon. So definitely make sure you and everybody on your team is at that event. The cost is only $10 per person. And go to MooreSuccessTeam.com and get your tickets as soon as they're selling out very fast. So make sure we have limited space there, so make sure you get your tickets. And next, also make sure if you do have flight arrangements, if you haven't made them yet, please try to make them that you're leaving sometime early afternoon after the event is over. You definitely don't want to miss that. So I want to get that out there early enough that you can, if you haven't made those arrangements yet, make sure you make them after that goes into effect there at noon. So I want to talk briefly about the Mad Streak bonus. Of course, this past Monday at 2 o'clock, they dropped off the other double bonus of $50 when you sell a membership and up to $100 when you recruit someone. But it is still in force. It goes all the way through February the 28th, and now you will receive a $25 bonus when you market a membership and a $50 bonus when you bring that brand new associate in. And don't forget, the $180 level up bonus is not only good for the person you're sponsoring, but it's also good for the person that you're bringing, that you get to recruit into. You get that matching bonus as well. So definitely keep that at the top of your schedule there. And then, of course, Fun in the Sun. Don't forget this month, January only, they're doubling down. That means every dollar you bring into Legal Shield on premium, they're doubling that, and every person that you recruit, they're doubling that number as well. So what a great way to do that there. I know there's 250 people going to be able to go on the networking side and 100 people on the B2B side. So we definitely can't wait to see everybody over there in Cabo San Lucas. Hopefully you guys are still on the Mad Streak and you're earning those tickets. You can earn a total of 20 tickets from the time it started November the 1st through February the 28th. You get a ticket for every month you start and sell a membership. You get 2 tickets then once you level up to PC. And then you get 2 more tickets if you move on up to PC Pro. So a possible of 20 total tickets. Now here's the kicker. Remember I talked about being at the convention. For you to be able to earn these bonuses and the payouts and to earn a right to earn, get that 18-month lease on that new Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, you have to be at the Dallas convention. You have to be there. The Jeep drawing winner will be awarded that 18-month lease with an extra mileage allowance and a tag and a title. So, and then also qualifying associates must maintain an active Legal Shield associate subscription to that incentive program. And then, of course, you must be in good standing with the company. So looking forward to that. And definitely, last but not least, we want to take take charge of our PC, PC 90 and PC Pro. They have certainly upped the money quite a bit, all the way from the sponsor to the Power Team Platinum on both sides of that. And you can, on the PC side, you can earn anywhere from $150 to a $250 bonus, depending on your retention. And then on the PC Pro, anywhere from $300 all the way up to $500, again, based on retention. So just want to run those announcements out there. I'm sure you guys are staying up with that on the leadership show or through the newsletter. But to kick it off tonight, it's my pleasure to have, I'm very fortunate to have a spouse that is in the business and working the business with me. I know that's not always the case with couples, but been very fortunate to have this beautiful lady alongside me from day one. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you tonight Mrs. Barbara Ayers Wilson, $100,000 ring earner, PC Performance Club qualified for 113 months, and I will kick it over to her at this time. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay, Manly?
Loud and clear, Barb. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say thank you for having me on the call, because you have a lot of choices of people that you can have on the call, and it's an honor for me to be here and very humbling. I want to also thank the audience who came out on this holiday, on this Martin Luther King holiday, to maybe get a little more inspiration for their business. I did want to let y'all know that March the 23rd is our 11th year in Legal Shield, and our team and us together have protected over 12,000, or almost 12,000 families, and it's not nearly enough, and we need to be doing a lot more, but we are proud of what we've gotten done so far, and they've paid us, the company pays well for that activity, so we really appreciate it. Gosh, I remember when we started, and we were so hungry for the information, and we went to everything that we could, and we just wanted to, we were starving for that knowledge, and we just wanted to go everywhere and soak it up. So we were excited about being in Legal Shield, and so now, where we are now, we just finished up 2018, and for the good or the bad of it, it's in the book, so we don't have to worry about that one anymore. But today is January the 21st, 2019, and we're ready to get started, and I have another really triumphant year in Legal Shield. The only question you have to ask yourself, are you on a mad streak? Are you making a difference in people's lives? And the other question is, are you Performance Club qualified? And the answer doesn't really matter whether you are or you're not, because you can get it done. You've got time to do it. We just need to get it done before the end of the month. You need to do it. You need to teach it, and because it's duplicatable, and that's what grows our business. I want to be really transparent with everybody about my journey with Legal Shield. My desire is I want to become a successful Legal Shield associate in my own right without hanging on Manly's coattail. I love Manly and I like working with him, but I want my own successes, not just separate from him, but so that I feel equal to him. And that's not against him. That's for my own self-esteem. And because of that, I need to do some work on myself. So last week I was in Manly's office looking in his library and trying to find some books that I could start to work on myself with. And I found one that I thought, and I read it. It was inspired by it. And so I wanted to share it with y'all. It's real simple. The name of the book, if you might want, I suggest that you write it down because it meant so much to me. It's the name of it is The 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People by David Niven. It's one book of the three series that he has out of 100 Simple Happy People and Simple Great People. So I suggest that you maybe get all three, because you can get it on Amazon. If you don't mind getting a used paperback from Amazon, you can pick them up for $1.26 a piece, and they're worth having in your library. Anyway, I got inspired by it, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I learned something when I was reading this book, and it was like, when I don't feel confident about doing Legal Shield, it's because I'm not doing Legal Shield. I think about Legal Shield, but I'm not doing it. So I don't want that to happen to you, so I want to for us all to get started and get engaged and build our businesses. So it's important to all of us, to all of our success, if we do that. You know, we're all the CEOs of our own company, but if we don't show up to the company, then why would anybody else show up? We have to build, everything has to be duplicatable to build momentum with the with the sense of urgency. This is a, when you're doing multi-level marketing as we are, and this is our networking part of the business, and that's what we specialize in, we have to do it with a sense of urgency. Because if you never quite get around to Performance Club and you never quite get around to Mad Street, well, then you never got quite gotten around to doing the business. And that kind of breaks my heart because this business works. It works for us and it works for the people that we share it with their families. And so you're missing the point of this beautiful thing that we have. So I want us to work together to get this done. When you have a job, the boss never asks you, how are you feeling? You're hired to do a job. They don't care. It might look easy for Manly. They hired you for the job. You're the one that was called. So, and the only reason I say that because I get that a lot. Well, you've got Manly. You've got Manly. You know, there's a lot of other people in this business besides Manly. We love Manly, but he's not perfect. You know, you've got to find your own way in this business. If you're not feeling good about yourself, then go volunteer. Do something for someone else to get yourself straightened out because you can't stay there. You can't stay in that feeling bad place. You won't be focused on your business. If you get stuck, start at the beginning. Use your membership. Go over your membership, know how it works, and go over it until you, it reminds you, oh, yeah, now I remember. It'll come back to you. You'll be confident in that. Make sure your phone is working and you can use it. I know some of us, we're older, and we don't like to mess with these phones, but they're important because you need to make sure that you've downloaded 4 apps on your phone, LS Engage, Legal Shield, ID Shield, Prospect by Legal Shield. If you've got all those on your phone, then you can go out and do business anytime, anywhere with your phone. And make sure you check your LS Engage on a regular basis so you know when the Moors are getting trying to get a hold of you, so you'll know when corporate's trying to get a hold of you. And so many, when we're bringing in new people, we have to remind them to do that. There's a lot to get them involved in, but they need to know how to do that part of their business so they can be connected to corporate and to the Moors. You know, you make a goal every day and make an activity list to reach that goal and show up for work 5 days a week. I wanted to hit on some of the things in the book that I read, and one of them was embrace work. So we often identify ourselves for fulfillment with our careers, and so Legal Shield fits that need of fulfillment as well. It helps members and members' families. And it helps associates and their families, and it helps gives them another income source. It also gives them recognition that they wouldn't get on the job. And it's Legal Shield is so good at recognition that we have it has fed our soul for all these 11 years. And I know that anybody on our team that has been a part of that award system has been fulfilled as well. And we just need more of those people to feel that the same thing. One of the other topics was boredom is the enemy. It will eat away at your persistency and resolve. No one can do the same job requiring the same task with preparedness with the same intensity that you with interest and enthusiasm as you did when you started. So that's why recruiting is your lifeblood of your business. Recruiting is the transfusion to fight off the fatigue of long-term success in this business. Recruiting, that's why they say recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. Listening is more than not talking. It's really listening to what someone's saying. You're not just waiting to speak, but you're going to listen and try to understand where they're coming from, and you'll grow from that trying to learn that skill. And believe me, it's a skill that you have to practice at, and I am the worst. I'm always so afraid that I'm not going to give that all this wonderful information that I have out that I maybe don't listen as much as I should, but I want you to know that I am working on that as well. So you will get what you're afraid of. Don't focus on your fears because that's what it will bring you to them. It will give them energy, and that's not where you want to go. So focus on what you want out of life and out of your business so that it will come to pass. It may not come exactly when you want it, but it will come if you stay focused. I know that's People come to us that we showed the business 2 years earlier, and they will buy a membership, or they'll decide to get in because we gave them the inspiration. It just wasn't their time. So you have to focus on your business, and they have to know you're in business. Leadership is contagious. Even every time an unqualified person steps up and tries, it gives the other people courage to try too. And I hope by me stepping up and doing these calls with Manly encourages someone to do it as well, because there's so many of you out there that can do this and do a good job, and I hope I give you that courage. You want support, then deserve the support that you get. Make sure that you're doing something to get attention for the people who can help you. Show them that you have a heart and that you believe and you are focused. I really want to remind us of a story that when we first got started, we had been in the business just a very few months, and it's been so long now I can't remember, but we were early in our business. We had already sponsored 30 people, and we were growing. We didn't know much, but we were excited about Legal Shield. We were so excited about the possibilities. And this young man named Jeremy Moore came to Austin to be at our briefing. And I thought we had done something wrong for sure. You know, I thought, oh my. But you know, he came with love in his heart. And we, to this day, he has been our love and our support in this business. He is like my son. And that's what Legal Shield does. It builds families. And we will always feel that way about Jeremy and Stephanie, and I hope that we can pass that on to our team as well. You know, we look for people. We need diversity on your team. So you have a strong network, a good foundation. If you have different types of people, different backgrounds of education, of status, everything, because they will make knit your little network really tight and strong, so your foundation will last for generations. And I encourage you to do that. One of the other topics was be an expert. Find something in Legal Shield that you could be the expert in, and you will become that go-to person that everybody goes to. It will build your confidence and it will build your business because you have taken the time to become a professional in one area of this business. One of the other topics in the book was your goals are a living thing. They will evolve because you will. Things change because they are supposed to, and that, my friends, is the circle of life. I love this other topic in the book. It said avoid roller coaster emotions. Be steady, Eddie. Do as you are not a good or a bad. You're not as good or bad as you think you are, and you have to remember that from time to time. So just settle down. We got to focus on our work. We got to. Changing jobs doesn't change you. And the reason I picked this topic out of the book was because we have had so many associates that were doing Legal Shield with us over the years, and they were so afraid of the success that they would quit and they would go and get a job. And they're still changing jobs to this 11 years later. They're still changing. It breaks our heart, but we made it too difficult for them, I guess, and we didn't build the belief in them enough. They keep coming back, and they'll sell one every now and then, but they're not really connected because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of the failure that comes with it. But we all need stability in our lives to be able to function. Rely on the stability of who you are to provide comfort and confidence for yourself. And that's profound, actually. One of the other things I read in the book, if you don't believe, no one else will. And I got to tell you, it's our responsibility at Legal Shield Associates to pass on that. We have to believe ourselves, and we have to teach the belief to our downline and our recruits, because they're going to get it from us, and we can't let the negative stuff seep in, or they heard something they heard or something they read on the Internet, because that's our responsibility to shore up that belief for them as well until they have enough belief of their own. It's a great opportunity for us to be leaders. Let me tell you something. It says in the book, don't talk to yourself, because you're just one perspective. You really need to have perspective of lots of other people. If it's true and it's helpful, then take their advice on, take their perspective on what they're talking to you about. It will help your business. It will help you grow as a person. You know, be realistic, it says in the book. Be realistic about yourself. You already know in your heart of hearts what you're willing to do and willing not to, and you're not going to do. So with that honesty and self-evaluation, you need to figure out the one thing that you will do and grow your business from that one thing. And then you'll be doing the things that that you didn't want to do originally, but you finally got the confidence to do. And this is a practice makes perfect business. The more you practice, the more you do it, the more you'll improve, and the more that you can teach it to others. You know, it says in the book that I like this quote. It was said, a victory at all costs is not a victory. You know, you want to get to the top with Legal Shield, but you want to get to the top with your family. You want to get to the top with your team. I really want to refer to Ken and Shirley Moore right now because both are fine people, and they've loved us, and by doing so, they taught us how to love our team, and they showed us how they built character in us that we didn't know we had. We love the Moores, and we love being a part of the Moore family, and I want to build this business in memory of Ken. You know, you get knocked down, then you get back up. That's what Legal Shield is hard sometimes, and so is life. That's just the way it is. I'm going to cover two more points here. I may read these because these are so, I thought they were so powerful for me. One of them says, okay, what is the point? Having a purpose in everything you do makes every day valuable, every outcome, good or bad, worthwhile. I just thought that was fabulous. I just love that quote. What is the point? Having a purpose in everything you do makes every day valuable, every outcome, good or bad, worthwhile. And the last thing that I want to cover from the book is only you can say, is this a world you can succeed in? Only you can say this to yourself. The more optimistic your view is, the more likely for your success. That has just inspired me. You can expect good things from me this year. I'm so pumped about what Legal Shield has taught me, and it has gotten me prepared to do for the next year. And but it's not just me. I want to bring someone on the call that has had an epiphany in the business this past week. He is Senior Manager Chuck Browning from New Braunfels. Chuck, are you on the call, bud?
I am, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm going to turn it over for you for just a second. I want you to tell them what you've learned and the excitement you've had this past week. I'm excited for you.
All right. Well, thanks, Barbara. I appreciate it very much. My name is Chuck Browning, New Braunfels, Texas. Take a few minutes here. You know, 2018 was not the year my wife, Swan, and I had expected to have. I started in Legal Shield in October 2017, and I had great expectations for 2018. And as the year progressed with its ups and downs, I was really becoming discouraged. And, I started second-guessing myself. You know, was this something I could really do? I do want to point out through all the turmoil in 2018, Manly and Barbara, they were always there with their encouragement and support. Appreciate that very much, Swan and I do both do. They've truly become great friends. You know, Barbara gave me CDs like one from Nick Serba that I really liked. I started to listen to that while I was driving around, you know, and I'd pick up on some great points that I could apply to my life and my business. I also started listening to Jim Rohn and trying to apply those things. But my business still wasn't taking off, you know, the way I wanted it to. In my former career, I was an educator and a varsity golf coach. And, you know, my players would come to me and they'd say, Coach, I want to be better. I want to do better. I want to play better. I want to improve my game. And I would help them. I'd show them. But they kept doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And I'd tell them, you know, listen, things don't change if things don't change. Well, late in the fall of last year, two things happened to me that made me realize that I needed to take my own coaching advice maybe and walk the walk and, you know, not just talk the talk. The first was I'd go to business briefings and I'd listen to the speaker talk about things that you have to have to have a successful business in today's market. And they would say things like you have to have disruptive innovation. You need to be simple, more affordable, and have a noble cause. And as we all know, go to business briefings, the speaker would, you know, give examples like Uber, Netflix, Airbnb, and Amazon. And, you know, all of these are great companies, and they do great things and in their respective industries, but it hit me, you know, like an epiphany that Legal Shield was the only one company that had a noble cause. We're truly on a mission. We're on a crusade. We transform people's lives. Justice for all. You know, this epiphany changed me. It really did. You know, the truth of what Legal Shield really does for people, it went from my head to my heart, and it's given me a burning desire to share this cause with everybody I come across. The second thing that happened was I read a book by Gary Keller, and the book's called The One Thing. And if you don't have this book, you need this book. I mean, it is a must-read. The premise of the book is that you need to break your business down to just one thing. And if you do that one thing, everything else in your business will take care of itself. You'll start a domino effect that you can't stop. So from these two inspirations, I decided to make some changes. With a newfound purpose, a crusade, my noble cause driving me, I focused on my one thing, and I recommitted to the 10 core commitments. I'm now starting today with a quiet time with the Lord. I think that's the most important. Next, I read about 20 pages of a good book. Then I sit out and do my one thing. And my one thing is 3 exposures a day. That's all I think about. I get in the morning, 3 exposures a day. 15 a week, 60 in a month. That's my only focus. Since the 3rd of January, I've done 38 exposures. I've made 5 sales and recruited 1 person. And with more to come. And I really believe that it's the quiet time. It's truly the realization of the noble cause. I can't emphasize that more. And the one thing, you know, they transformed me. We just need to take the 10 core commitments and apply them to our lives. You know, someone once said, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. We must grow. I really want to thank Manly and Barbara for all their support and their love and their care for Swan and I, the whole Moore Success team for all your support. I know I'm just getting started. I got a long ways to go, but I truly know that being part of this company with its noble cause and great people is where I belong, and the best is yet to come. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you so much, Chuck. We love you, too, and success is there in your hands. This success is a journey, and Legal Shield has that. I wanted to read this one thing off the top of the 10 Core Commitments because this book brought me right back home to the 10 Core Commitments. If you want to achieve a high level of success in this business, follow these 10 core commitments. So if you're not following them, then that just means that you haven't made the commitment yet. When you start doing these, you have to be successful. It works out that way for all of us. So if you don't know where it is, it's under resources on your back office, and it's under tools, and it's the first thing under tools. There's 2 pages to it. First page is just a listing of the 10 cores, and the second page is really expounds upon those. Start each day the right way, and that's as he was talking about. You read those books, and the second one is stay connected and do 2 to 5 exposures a day. Attend your weekly briefings with a guest. Invest in yourself and your team. Attend every Super Saturday. Attend the International Convention and the Moore Breakout. Retain your members. Find a workout partner and choose a mentor. Double your business 1 year from now. And that's all it is. That's all there is to it. I can't tell y'all how excited I am. I'm excited for each of you on the call, for your business to grow and have the excitement that Mr. Ken would give us each day. I know he's in heaven praying over us right now. So I'm going to give this call back to Manly to close out. Love y'all, and thank you for this opportunity to share my love. Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Barbara and Chuck. Incredible training from both of you. You literally inspire me again, so over and over again. So I want to thank you guys for that tonight, each and every one of you. We're praying for your businesses to grow. We're praying that God will put you in front of the right person every day because there's a lot of people that are hurting and they need to hear what you got to say. Guys, let's end this call. Let's keep God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and all will be all right. And next week we'll have a $50,000 ringer. Miss Stephanie Boley will be doing the training, and God bless each and every one of you. Look forward to hearing you next week. Take care.